Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner and founder of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Today is going to be an incredible show. We have some follow-up information that we wanted to share with you guys from our last biggest event on how to build a strong immune system, how to prevent cancer, heal from cancer, also how to reverse autoimmune disease, and also how to just really prevent any colds, viruses, flus, and help with allergies and asthma. So we're going over a lot of information today, but we don't want it just to be information. If it was just information, you just listen to it and say, that was a great show. Dr. Nick knows a lot, but I'm really not going to do anything. And so what we want is this. We want people to actually turn that information into knowledge, and how you do that is by application. So if you get information, you apply it to your lifestyle, to your health, to your household, then it becomes knowledge, right? So we want to make sure that anytime people are tuning into our show, that it's not just a, oh, I like that show, but how did it transform your life? See, that's why I'm on the air today. That's why I've been on the radio for over 7 years now, is to really every time I want someone to hear the show, I want it to transform how they view and manage their health, in order to prevent, reverse sickness and disease, so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's why I do what I do. That's why I have one of the biggest health clinics here in the Midwest. That's why we see hundreds and hundreds of people per week getting off medications, feeling better, healing better, reversing sickness and disease. And at the end of the day, like I said earlier, living to their God-given potential. And we know right now in our healthcare model, it's absolutely failing us. We know that there's more medication consumed and prescribed than ever before in history. We make up 5% of the world's population in North America, but we take 75% of the world's drugs. We're taking all this medication. We're literally just numbing ourselves, and we're just hiding symptoms that are going on just so we can feel better, right? And even sometimes it doesn't even work, right? And so we're in a culture right now that is designed to create this comfortable, convenient, and cheap culture where we don't really want to get uncomfortable because that doesn't feel very good. We want it to be super easy. We don't want to take any of our time. And you know what? We don't really want to spend a lot of money when it comes to our healthcare. And so we know right now, although we have the most access to healthcare, or I like to call it sick care, crisis care, we have more access to sick care and crisis care than anywhere else in the world, actually. Even here in St. Louis, we have some of the best doctors, some of the best hospitals, some of the best research departments, some of the best schools, medical schools, pumping out medical doctors, nurse practitioners, surgeons, you name it. And our numbers just are not going in the right direction. I mean, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, they're all going in the wrong direction. We know right now that in America, not in the world, but in America, that 400,000 people die per year from medical errors. Not because people are bad people, but because we don't know the interactions. When there's three or more drugs that people are taking, medications that people are taking, we don't know the interactions. Literally, it's nearly impossible to figure out how's a person going to respond to those three medications, right? So 400,000 people die per year in America because of medical errors. That is an absolute crisis. And so what I found is this: the less and the least times you have to go into the medical system for surgeries, injections, medications, special tests, whatever it is, the less you have to step into the facilities that are designed to determine what sickness and crisis is, or to treat crisis care, the less we step into that, the better chance we'll have of actually living longer in a healthier life. Listen, don't get me wrong. There's a place for drugs. There's a place for surgery. There's a place for injections. I get that. But it shouldn't be chronic use. It shouldn't be under chronic circumstances, right? Now, there may be like 3 to 5% of the time where I get it. You have a heart condition. You've had cancer. This is the medication you're on. I understand that. But what's happening in our culture is that we feel bad. We get a diagnosis. We get put on drugs for the rest of our life. It's just not adding up. And I'm seeing this happen, and really it's a detriment to our immune system as individuals. And so our immune system is literally being shut down by the level of medication usage that we're taking, the ignorance that we have behind our body. And I want to tell you guys this, that your body is literally, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body is designed to heal, desires to heal without you having to will it. If you're exposed to a viral infection or bacterial infection, your body's white blood cells increase to try to kill that infection. And you don't have to will it. It just happens. It happens for you. And so I think it's just, it's miraculous to think that, but I think we just take that for granted. We don't really think about it. This last week, we had an amazing workshop. It was awesome. We had a packed house. We had about 60, 70 people out there. And we talked about how the body's designed to heal itself from above down, inside out, from the brain down the spinal cord, out the nerves, and how every single organ affects the next organ. We're not just pieced together, but literally there's a symphony of cellular reactions that's occurring in our body. And someone came up to me after the workshop and said, "Hey, Dr. Nick, like what you said was awesome tonight. And I heard about you from the radio. That's why I'm here. And I just don't know if there's hope for me." I go, "What do you mean?" They say, "Well, I'm doing everything right. Like I'm eating right, I'm exercising, I'm taking all these great supplements." They pulled out like 3 or 4 supplements that showed me, and they were great supplements. They're sleeping, they're detoxing, they're doing yoga, they're doing all these things right. And I go, "Okay, but have you ever had your spine checked?" And they said, "No." After hearing what you said tonight, that makes sense. And as I explained during the workshop, I explained that our spine has to be straight up and down from the back, and we have to have 3 45-degree curves from the side. And if we're not straight up and down from the back, then that's called scoliosis. And this person came up to me afterwards and said, "Listen, I'm doing everything right, but I still have horrible allergies. I have asthma, and it seems to be getting worse regardless of what I'm doing lifestyle-wise." And I go, what's wrong with your spine?" They go, "I knew you were going to say that." I said, "Well, it seems like you're doing everything else right, but you're not fixing what's wrong on the inside." And they go, "I was told I have scoliosis as a kid. They said it was no big deal, but now I feel my hip, one hip is higher than the other one. My head is starting to lean forward over my shoulders." And they said, "Do you think that scoliosis that I have and the loss of the curvature I have in my neck that's been going on for years, do you think that has something to do with my allergies and asthma?" And I want to pause, and I want you guys to step back and think about this, that the brain is hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. For your white blood cells to be produced, for cholesterol to be produced by your liver, for your colon to work, for your stomach to digest food, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, your brain controls it all. And our spine has to be in proper position in order for the signals from the brain to get to the body at 100% so we can function, so we can heal, and so our immune system can be strong. Not just so that you feel good or look good, but so that your immune system is strong. See, allergies and asthma, that's an immune system issue. It's an immune system problem. And so with scoliosis, this patient had this for years. They came into the clinic and they said, "Yeah, I fear I was doing everything else right. My spine feels fine, but I know something's wrong." Look at their spine. They had degeneration in their lower back. They had degeneration in their neck, disc degeneration, bone spurs. It just looked horrible, and they were in their early 50s. And so what's insane is this. When we see people that come into the clinic like this who are doing everything right and they still have allergies and asthma, we have to get to the root cause of it. You do not get allergies because you're lacking Zyrtec. You do not get asthma because you're lacking an inhaler. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, we shouldn't have to rely on a drug just to live. Like, it just doesn't make sense, right? And I mean, we can't blame it on St. Louis either. I'm sorry. I feel like our body is strong enough to be able to handle a weather change, or to be able to handle a high pressure change or a low pressure change, whatever it is, right? But people are blaming their allergies and asthma, which are immune system problems, on the weather. I mean, come on. Like, we should be able to adapt to the weather without having to be on allergy medication day in, day out. Like, it just doesn't make sense. We should go exercise and not have a full-blown asthma attack. We shouldn't have exercise-induced asthma. people are being diagnosed with that. It's absolutely absurd to me. So this patient that came in, like, they were doing everything right lifestyle-wise. If it was lifestyle that controlled healing, then they'd be healing. But they're not healing. So I will tell you this loud and clear that we promote a healthy lifestyle in our clinic. We walk people through specific nutrition programs. We walk people through how to exercise, why to exercise. We walk people through detoxing, how to and why to. But we realize this, and we know this, that lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, will contribute to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process. There's only one thing that controls the healing process, that is your nervous system. It's your brain, spinal cord, or nervous system. If your nervous system is not healthy and well, there's absolutely no way your immune system can be healthy and well. Why do people come to me who've been patients for 10 years, 9 years, 7 years? Why are they still coming to the office to get care and get adjusted? It's because they know that if they're getting their spine corrected and maintained with chiropractic adjustments and doing rehab around that, they know their immune system is going to be stronger. This week, I had over 10 different reviews with people who've been under care for over 5 years, right? Which means I sat down with them. I asked them, how are you doing? What are some goals you have? What are struggles you have? How do we take your health to the next level? And they all said this: I have not been sick since I started care. And so I know people who are listening right now who have immune system issues, allergies, asthma. Maybe you've been told you have scoliosis. Maybe you have disc degeneration, and you want to see if we can help. This is what things look like. When people come into our clinic, this is what we do. We actually sit down with our patients, and what we do is this. We go over your health history. We go over your health goals. We do a posture and range of motion evaluation. We do a digital nervous system scan, and we do a full set of x-rays. Now, normally, that similar and same testing done in a hospital is worth how much? Thousands of dollars. And so what we do is we do it for a fraction of that. And why do we do it for a fraction of that? Because the last thing I want is for people to not get their spine checked and get it corrected because they don't have the time and they don't have the finances. We know if someone's struggling with allergies, asthma, maybe they have scoliosis, maybe you have disc degeneration, we know we have to start by looking for the cause and figure out what's happening. What's causing that. And most importantly, how do we correct that? How do we correct that without drugs or surgery? See, that's our goal, is when we start to transform the way that you manage your health, we start from the inside out. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And our office phone number is 314-942-8608, 314-942-8608. We are here. We're local. We're here to serve you guys. We're next to Lucky's Market, Club Fitness, Steinmark, that newer development there. Check us out on Facebook. We're all over social media. Check us out on Instagram. Our main goal and our heart in this community is to transform the health of this community. Less drugs. Less surgeries, no more packed parking lots at the hospitals, no more urgent cares popping up everywhere because people are so sick. So if you want to get your spine checked in our clinic, normally it's $140 when you come into the clinic, but if you're listening right now, it's only $40. Our office is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. This is the catch. All you have to do is this: pick up the phone and call. When you pick up the phone and call, I will answer, I will schedule you for your new patient appointment in our clinic, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever, okay? So the number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment in our clinic is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Right, today's going to be a great show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and today has been an incredible show so far. We have people calling in, texting in. I think we had about 10 calls over the last break. You know, I was having people call in for new patient appointments. If you want to see if we can help you with anything, listen, Call us, text us. We're here to answer questions. The number to call or text is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Our website is awesome, too. Go check it out. It's healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. You know, on last segment, we talked about how this patient, now she's a patient, but she came up to me after our immune system workshop. We were talking about how to prevent and reverse your immune system issues naturally. And she came up to me afterward and says, listen, I'm doing everything right, but I know I have this scoliosis in my spine, and I know my allergies and asthma keeps getting worse. If people's allergies and asthma keeps getting worse, it's not because you need more Zyrtec. It's not because you need more inhalers. It's not because you need more medication. See, you don't get allergies because you're lacking Zyrtec. You do not have an asthma attack, you're lacking an asthma inhaler. We know this, that if your body is whispering at you that something is wrong, we must listen. We cannot let it keep getting worse, or it will start to yell at you. It will start to scream at you. We have one of the biggest healthcare systems in the world, but we are not getting the results we need to get. Out of 37 countries, when they compare to the performance of our healthcare model, 37 most industrialized countries, we rank 37th. We rank dead last, right? We are 51st in infant mortality, which is unbelievable to me. There's 50 other countries where it's safer to either get pregnant in and have a baby in under 2 years old. It's just insane to me. And what I'm realizing is less is always more, and our medical system is just pounding us with more and more and more. More medication. Go ask for this pill. Start babies on at 6 weeks old on acid reflux medication. You have migraines? Here's a migraine medication. Like, it's just crazy, guys. I mean, we got to wake up and say something's not right. Something's just not right. I mean, listen, it's not the doctor's fault either. It's not the surgeon's fault. It's not. It blows my mind to think that we're looking outside of ourselves for the answer to health. See, the answer to health is within. It's already from within. The best doctor is already inside of you. It's your brain, your spinal cord, your nervous system. That's where health comes from, is from within. Don't get me wrong. There's a place for drugs, surgeries, injections. There's a place for the crisis care. But come on, we got to start doing everything we possibly can in our power to get well. And we break it down to five essentials. They're not just five good ideas. They're actually essential for your health. They are vital for your health. One is our mindset. If you don't have the right mindset to get healthy and well, like, there's no way you're going to get healthy and well, right? You have to have the right mindset. You got to be able to sleep. If you can't sleep, you can't heal. It's a fact. If you can't sleep, you can't heal. Number two is you got to have a healthy spine. If your spine is not healthy, there's no way you're healthy. Research shows it, that actually structure, healthy structure in the spine leads to a healthy functioning nervous system. If you have a healthy functioning nervous system, guess what? Your body is going to heal and function as optimally as possible. Number three is you have to eat clean. Eat clean. You got to nourish your cells and tissues. Number four is you got to move your joints. God gave you joints to move them. You have to get your heart rate up. You got to get your lungs opened up. We can't live in this sedentary lifestyle like everyone else in our culture and expect to be different. Expect to get different results, right? And then number five is we have to decrease our toxins. We have to detox our system. So we look at these five essentials with every single patient that comes into our clinic. It's amazing to see how transformation happens. That once we remove the interference in their lifestyle and interference in their spine, the body heals itself. See, my office is called Health From Within, not because it's a fancy, cool marketing name. It's called Health From Within because that's where your health truly comes from. From within. It's never going to be through a secret pill, potion, or lotion, whether that's a supplement, whether that's an ointment, whether that's a lotion, whether that's a prescription medication. There's no secret pill, potion, or lotion that's ever going to provide you with the healing capabilities that your body already has within it. Already has it there. You know, to put it there, you can't take it away. Your body's always healing you. And so what's happening in our culture is we're being lied to that health can become, that you can get healthy and look fit in a convenient way, in a comfortable way, and in a cheap way. There's just no way you can do it. There's no way you can do it. Our culture is trying to tell us that it's okay to be comfortable, be convenient, and be cheap with your health decisions. It's never going to work, and that's where we got us where we're at today. Where in our culture, we're not taught to take responsibility. We blame it on our genetics. We blame it on our age. We're never taught to take responsibility for our health. But once we take ownership of our health, our actions will change dramatically. See, that's what it starts with. Our mindset has to change to say, listen, my body, whatever happens to my body, it's not my parents' bad. It's not my job's fault. It's not my age. It's not my insurance company's fault. It's my bad. What I've done to it for weeks, months, or years, most likely years, because if you talk to people that have the health that they desire and want, they feel great, they look great, no medications, no prescriptions, they sleep great, they have energy. At the age of 80, they say that it took effort and time and money to get there. But what I see is this, is our culture saying, well, listen, if you have migraine headaches, for instance, hey, the FDA just came out with a new migraine medication because that's what you were lacking. That's why you have migraines. Think about this. I don't want people to suffer. Don't get me wrong here. But if someone has migraines, do you think the answer is because they were lacking a pill or lacking an injection? No. Something was causing the migraines. We got to get to the cause of what's happening. We can't just cover up the symptom. I don't want people to suffer. I don't want people to be in pain. But at the end of the day, your body's telling you something. If we just cover it up and say, well, my migraines are gone because I take this drug now, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And so there's a new medication that just came out from the FDA. It said that it's the second drug they've approved this year. This one's now called Ajovy. And it's $575 per month for a prescription medication or a prescription injection to get rid of migraines. Think about that. Just think about that. Absolutely absurd to me. Spending almost $600 on a pill or an injection to hide your problem. It's crazy. It's kind of like if I'm about to go on a road trip and my check engine soon light comes on, I know nothing about cars except for what the computer dashboard tells me. If the check engine soon light comes on and I'm about to drive to Florida with my family, would I just keep driving to Florida with that check engine soon light on? Would I just keep driving with it on? No. We'd want to do something about it to figure out why is my check engine soon light on? Why is that on? We would go somewhere that's going to diagnose it. Regardless of the price, guess what we're going to have to do to keep yourself safe, myself safe, keep my family health, my family well and safe? What am I going to do? Regardless of the price it takes to fix the cause of it, I'm going to take care of that. Why? Because I think that my life is worth it and my family's lives are worth it. This is a car, mind you, driving down to Florida on vacation, mind you. I'm going to pay for what it costs to get to the root cause of it. Now, let's say I go to a auto shop and they say, listen, we don't have the equipment to fix it, but what I can do is I can charge you $600 for this piece of duct tape. You can just put it over the check engine soon light. It'll make you feel better because you won't see anything. And then you could probably still make it to Florida, though. I don't know if you're going to make it back, though. Would I ever do that? No, but that's what we're doing with our health. Your migraine is yelling to you that something's wrong and you're not getting to the cause of it. So you're just taking a $600 piece of duct tape and covering it up to make you feel better about yourself and feel better about it. Listen, I don't want you to suffer. Don't get me wrong. There's a place for medication. But let's just think about it. This is just one example. Our culture is driving us towards quick fix, quick fix, quick fix, quick fix. I mean, we want a medication. We want a pill for every ill. Listen, if I feel bad, I want to feel better right away, right? I mean, look about the antidepressants, anti-anxieties, sleeping medications, blood pressure, cholesterol medications. I mean, think about it. Like, it's all around us. Antibiotics. Like, it's just insane. It's insane what's happening. And I have an awesome testimony about a lady named Kim. She's in her early 40s, and Kim was listening to this on the radio. This is about 6 months ago now. And she called in. She goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I never call into radio shows. I never call into them. But I felt like you were speaking to me. And that day I was talking about migraines and how you shouldn't cover them up. You should figure out what's causing them. I was also talking about, like, hey, if you wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning and you have numbness in your shoulder or your arms or your hands, it's not just how you slept that night. Something's causing that. And if you're blaming it all on your desk job, then it's not fair to your owner, to the employer, right? Something else is causing it. Your desk job is maybe pushing it over the edge, but something else has been causing it underlying for years. And so Kim called in. She goes, I never call in. This is crazy. I'm calling on the radio show. More importantly, it's crazy that you answered. And she goes, I want to see if you can help me. And I said, okay, well, the first step is this. We have to see what how healthy your neck is on an exam and x-rays. She goes, but I don't have really pain in my neck. I go, but Kim, the nerves that branch out of the nervous system, out of the spinal cord, that come out of the spine, they branch off and go to your skull. They actually go to the nerves branch off and go to your back of your skull, the top of your skull, into your face. It's causing these headaches if there's a damage there. Also, those same nerves in your lower neck, they branch off and go to your arms. If there's damage in your lower neck, that's what's causing your numbness and tingling. She goes, nobody's told me this. I go to the best headache center in the Midwest, and they just keep giving me on different medications. No one's ever told me this. She goes, I've been a neurologist. I've been a neurosurgeon. They said, listen, my neck, I don't know what it is, but you just have to deal with it. Here's an anti-inflammatory for the numbness and tingling. And I go, Kim, does that make sense? She goes, well, now that you tell me that my neck is the most important thing with my symptoms, no, it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. When I saw the light bulb go off in Kim's eyes, everything changed. Everything changed. She's like, wow, so what you're telling me over the last 15 years, I've been dealing with migraines, dealing with numbness and tingling, dealing with tightness in my shoulders and neck. I thought it was just a lack of medication. That's what you're telling me. And I go, well, Kim, that's all you were ever taught, is you need medications to get through it. You were never taught there's a cause. You never taught that there's something you can do to help you. They were never taught that if something's damaged within the spine, regardless if you feel bad or not, regardless if you see it or not, regardless if there's been severe trauma or not, then you didn't know to look there. Kim started crying. She goes, wait, Dr. Nick, from what you're saying, you said not only this could be caused by migraines and numbness and tingling, but I've been told I have thyroid issues. I can't lose this weight. I can't sleep anymore. I don't have energy anymore. I didn't think I was coming to you for that stuff, but you're saying it's all correlated. It's all connected. I go, absolutely. So with Kim, what we did is we this is before the exam, by the way. So even before the exam, we got through all that. Light bulb went off. She's understanding how it's all connected, how the body's designed to heal from the inside out, that symptoms are simply a blessing. You just got to figure out what to do to correct it. And we did a full posture, range of motion, nerve system scan. It had found in her past that she had, she was at a desk job for almost 20 years. She also was struggling with past traumas from car accidents, and no one ever told her to fix it. Well, we did a full set of x-rays too, and we saw damage in her spine, which was causing pressure on the nerves that were going to her head, causing her migraines, and also down her arms, causing numbs and tingling. Well, fast forward 6 months, just this last week, Kim said, I forgot how bad my migraines were. I haven't had a migraine in over 5 months. My numbness and tingling is completely gone. My neck tightness, I thought it was just tightness. The pain is gone. I have range of motion again. And by the way, I have my life back. I have energy again. I'm sleeping again. I've lost 25 pounds. This is awesome. You guys have saved my life. So if you want to see if we can help you with your migraines or numbness and tingling, if you're a Kim, let's see if we can help you, right? So the first step is scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, that's $140 in our clinic. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. That does include x-rays, which is incredible. So this is the thing. You just got to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. We are located next to Steinmark, Club Fitness, Lucky's Market, that newer development area. And our office phone number is 314-942-8608. 314-942-8608. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and we are here. We're local. We're here to serve you guys. My health center is called Health From Within, and we are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. Our website, if you want to check us out online, is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. We are all over social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can look me up personally or look up our office name at Health From Within STL. And we just love this show today. I mean, we're getting so much great feedback on people just getting their lives restored through the show. People that were getting off medications. People that I just got a text from somebody who's lost 25 pounds since listening to our show. It's just amazing. And you know where it starts? It starts with understanding and knowing and respecting the power that your body has to heal. See, there's no pill, potion, or lotion that will ever heal you. That healing comes from actually within your body. Healing comes from within, right? Our office name is called Health From Within, not because it's a fancy, cool marketing name, but it's because that's the fact. That's the truth. Research shows that you don't have to will your blood your white blood cells to increase. Guess what? If you're exposed to a viral infection, guess what? It increases, right? If you've been exposed to food poisoning, your body's going to get rid of it one way or the other, up the top, out the top, or out the bottom, right? If you have an infection in the body, a bacterial infection or viral, your body's going to increase the body temperature, causing a fever, causing you to kill the infection. See, fevers aren't bad. Fevers are a great thing, but I believe nowadays we are taught that since we are in a comfortable, convenient, cheap culture when it comes to health, anything over the counter is the way to go first. Don't feel bad at all. Just get through the day and you'll be fine. I'm telling you this, in the 70s, 80s, and even before that, that people, parents, were taught that fevers are actually a good thing. Weird concept, right? Fevers are actually a good thing. That if you wait it out, the body's going to start to what? Kill off the infection. Kill off the infection. You know what we're taught as young parents? And I can speak to this because I have three kids under four. I have a four-year-old daughter, a two-year-old daughter, and an eighth-month-old son. I can speak to this. We're taught that if the kid has a fever, medicate them, medicate them, medicate them. It's just insane to me. So what happens? They get comfortable for a couple hours, and guess what happens with the fever? It comes raging back worse than it was before because the body says, why are you trying to stop me chemically from doing what I'm supposed to do naturally? That's what I'll never understand. See, medication stops your body, chemically stops your body from doing what it's supposed to do naturally. It's just crazy to me. It's like, okay, so acid reflux. Why does someone have acid reflux? Because your stomach is yelling at you that something's wrong. It's trying to create more acid to digest the crap you're putting in your body, the crap that you're drinking. Your pH balance in your gut is completely off, right? Completely off. And your stomach starts to yell at you that something's wrong. Hey, stop eating this. Stop eating this. Stop eating this. Stop drinking this. There's an imbalance. Your body's acidic. Your body's screaming at you that something's wrong. And what do we do? What in the world do we do? We just take Tums and cover it up and shut it up. We take Prilosec. We take whatever medication there is out there on the market to shut up our stomach so we can not have to change our lifestyle. Think about that. Just think about that. You know why we do it? Honestly, why? Because we don't like to change our habits, do we? You know what that's called and how I know it? It's called human nature, right? You're not the only one. Join the 5 other million people that do that. Think about this, right? But we can't think, this is the thing, if everyone's doing something, even if it's wrong, it's not the right thing to do. Does that make sense? So if 5 million people are living life and treating their body one way, although a lot of people may be doing it, majority may be doing it, but it doesn't make it right. It just doesn't make it right. Right? So there may be things that you're struggling with right now that maybe your, I always say the stubborn spouse is struggling with right now. Maybe your kids, maybe your grandkids are struggling with something right now. I just urge and plead with you that if you become more sensitive to what your body's telling you, I promise you it will pay off. What do I mean by that? Listening to your body. Listen to your body. Whether it's you're bloated, whether you can't sleep at night, whether you wake up tired, whether you have a rash on your skin, whether you have neck pain, sciatica, migraine headaches, numbs and tingling, allergies, asthma, that right knee pain. If it was just your age, why is it in both knees? That degeneration in your neck that you were told from your medical doctor that is normal is not normal. The dull headache you have, the dizziness, blood pressure issues, acid reflux, constipation, you name it. I'm urging you and pleading with you right now to start listening to your body. When you start listening to your body, it's going to be a blessing. Those symptoms will become a blessing if you do something to get to the cause of it. You know, we talked about Kim on the last segment on how she was struggling with migraines and numbness and tingling and neck problems. And she sat at a desk all the time. She's now 6 months without a migraine since she's been in our clinic. She's 6 months without numbness and tingling. She's lost 25 pounds. She's a new person again. That's what we want. We want life transformation. We want to see people's lives go from mediocre, fine, okay, I'm dealing with it, to my health is fantastic. The doctor says, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. And that's what we're getting back. See, the reports that we get back is people losing the weight, no, regardless of their age. People are getting off medication regardless of the age. See, the medical doctors are shocked when they see our patients. Why? Because they're not used to seeing people go in the right direction with their health when they get older every year. They're not used to that. They're used to seeing the other way. You're getting older now. You're gaining weight. You get more blood pressure medication. You got a more acid reflux medication. You have heart disease. You have cancer. My patients, our patients in our clinic at Health From Within are literally baffling the medical doctors. They're baffling them. And guess what's happening? The medical system is referring people to our clinic, right? Why? Because don't you think that your primary care physician or your specialist or your oncologist or whoever it is, don't you think that they want you to get better? Don't you think like for them it's like, it's just, they that's like you just made their day. You made their day because one of their patients actually is getting better. Not like struggling with the same thing. They're getting old now. It's their genes. I mean, think about the conversation day in, day out. So our patients put a smile on their medical doctor's face. Why? Because they understand how their body works. They take responsibility for their body. They don't blame it on the doctor. They don't blame it on the medication. And they actually turn their health around regardless of the age. And they get amazing results. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's why I get up in the morning. Is for life transformation. That's why I have one of the best teams across the country. I'd put them up against any other medical team across the country. Why? Because they actually care about you. They care about our patients. They care about transformation. They care that the medical doctor gave them an amazing report on their blood work. They care that they're able to be the grandfather that they're designed to be. They care that our patients are able to take a walk and not be in chronic pain. They care and they love the fact that people are throwing away their walkers and their canes. See, we see and expect to see transformation in our clinic. When we see it, we celebrate it. And, you know, on the show, we talked about Kim getting off her migraine medications. We talked about a patient who just started last week who had scoliosis. Her allergies and asthma are already improving just after 1 week of care in our clinic. And I wanted to share a story about Jerry. Jerry is a patient who... referred into our office by his pastor, and we see a lot of pastors in our clinic because what they've realized is that the physical body is being left out of the American church now. It's people don't like to talk about how to honor God with the temple that He gave you. But this pastor referred Jerry, and Jerry came in, and he couldn't walk his dogs like he wanted to. He couldn't walk around the block anymore like he wanted to, and he was just blaming it on his age. And his pastor said, "Jerry, you're too young for that. You're 71 years old. You should still be able to do what you want to do." And you know, obviously, not be able to run a marathon unless he wanted to. He'd probably do it. But just the simple stuff, daily stuff, movement, range of motion, just the things that gives him pleasure and joy, right? He should be able to walk on the beach with his great-grandkids and not have to worry about hurting all the time. See, his biggest thing is this. He got to the point where his low back pain and sciatica was so bad that he was having to get injections into his lower back. He was told by an orthopedic surgeon that, you know, it's bad, but it's not bad enough yet. We'll just wait till it gets worse. And that didn't make sense to Jerry. And when Jerry came into our clinic, he was hopeless. He could barely sit down in the chair for long. He could barely stand. He could barely walk for long. So our new patient appointment looked like him standing up, sitting down, laying down, standing up, sitting down, laying down, walking around the room. And it was pretty unorthodox. But at the end of the day, we had to get him through that acute phase. And so what we did with Jerry is we said, Jerry, we have to look and see what the structure of your spine looks like. That's where we got to start. And we have to see where to take you from there. We saw damage in his lower back. We started to correct the damage with specific chiropractic care and specific spinal rehab. And this is what's amazing with Jerry is that his sciatica and his low back pain went away within 3 months. Jerry's now been under care for about 9 months. He's maintaining the changes. He's doing incredible. And what Jerry has back is his life. He goes, I'm able to walk my dogs. They can pull me around the block without me being worried about my sciatica and my leg giving out. I haven't had to take medication for my low back since I started care here, and I have my life back. I'm a better husband, I'm a better grandfather, and I can't wait to see what the next 20 years brings in my life. Once again, he's 70s, early 70s. He has his life back. And, you know, our clinic at Health From Within, located in Rock Hill, Missouri, this is what we desire to see, where people get their life back, no matter what age. So if you have sciatica or low back pain like Jerry did, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally in our office, it's $140, which does include x-rays. But if you're listening right now, your new patient appointment and x-rays is only $40. You save $100, which is insane to me. So this is the catch. You have to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Smarns. This has been a great show today. We've been talking about how to boost your immune system, a recap from our big workshop, allergies and asthmas being reversed, people throwing away their medication, getting to the root cause of scoliosis and how to correct that naturally without drugs or surgery. I mean, that's our goal, right? We had Kim who got off her migraine medications and numbs and tingling was completely gone in her arms. Her neck pain that she thought it was just because of her job is now completely gone. She's in her 40s and she says she feels like she's in her 20s again. Oh, and by the way, we helped her lose 25 pounds, which is amazing, right? Jerry, we talked about how he's in his 70s and he's walking better than he has in years. He's able to walk his dogs around the block. He's not having to get injections into his lower back, and he had to cancel his orthopedic surgeon follow-up because the doctor said, listen, you're feeling better. You're walking better. Your posture's getting better. You don't need to come back to me anymore. And so Jerry's low back pain, sciatica, is now completely gone. And we just had so many callers over the break, people texting in, scheduling new patient appointments, calling in. If you missed an opportunity to schedule a new patient appointment, our phone number is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. But, you know, it's just awesome to see people care about their health. I mean, we love that people care about their health to the point to where I'm getting text messages right now asking about the immune system workshop. I'm getting text messages asking about low back pain being reversed without drugs or surgery, getting to the root cause. And really, this people want to live their life to the fullest. We can't live a life that says, well, I'm not too bad. My health isn't too bad. You know, but We got to think outside the box. We got to be actually preventative and proactive with our health, not reactive. Many people are reactive because what? It's easier. It's easier to be reactive. You know, right now in our country, we take a look and see just the numbers that are stacking up when it comes to how sick we are. It's getting worse, right? And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to not become a statistic. That's my goal. We can't become a statistic anymore, right? We can't become someone who relies on the next pill to come out. You know, the FDA just put out a new medication for migraines called Ajovy, and it's $575 per month for this medication. Think about that. Almost $600 a month for a medication to simply cover up migraine headaches. It's absolutely crazy to me. It just doesn't make sense. I think we're just in a culture that, you know, we never actually ask more questions. We never ask more questions about how do I get to the root cause? Is this correlated with this? Is my spine damaged? Is it putting pressure on my nervous system, causing my body not to heal? And so one of the things that just came out, and it shouldn't shock anybody, but one of the things that just came out, there's new research that's finally coming out saying that actually organs are connected to the other organs and that this lifestyle change causes this lifestyle change. And so this is weird, but they just made a correlation. Finally, the research actually proves this, if you didn't realize this yet. The research actually proves that obesity narrows the airway, the breathing airway. Who would have thought that? If we know our body, we know that it's going to absolutely narrow the airway, right? So obesity narrows the airway. It's now research suggests and proves that. But they also say that obesity, since it narrows the airway, it actually can lead to asthma. How? Because there's an obstruction in the way of you getting oxygen to your system. Therefore, it starts to affect, contribute, or cause asthma. See, this is what's happening in our culture, is we're finally getting research that suggests and proves certain things. But it's like, shouldn't we just, like, maybe wrap our head around that. Think about that. You don't have to have your MD license. You don't have to have a chiropractic license. You don't have to be a nurse. Come on. So think about that. it's insane to me, right? And so we gotta think that this research is finally coming out, double blind study. We just gotta think, okay, so if I'm overweight, it's gonna obstruct my airway, it's gonna directly impact my lungs, right? It's gonna directly impact my lungs, right? And so there's other things that are coming out now too. Like research finally came out that if you take antibiotics when you don't really have an infection, think about that. When you take antibiotics when you don't have an infection, it actually hurts your health, okay? So why are we getting antibiotics when we don't have an infection? Because somebody thinks they have a sinus infection. Somebody thinks that they have a gut inflammation, a gut infection. Some people think they have the flu. Some people think they have a cold. When really they just feel bad, they're worn down, they need to rest, they need chiropractic, they need to eat healthy, they got to move, all these things, right? But people are being like, oh, well, I want an antibiotic because I know I have an infection. How do you know you have an infection? Very few doctors that I know will actually swab to see if it's a true infection. The ones that do, keep doing it. You're kicking butt, right? We want that. We want to see if there's an infection. But a lot of times people are like, well, we're busy, we're going, we're in a hurry, da, da, da. I just need an antibiotic, Listen, antibiotics, if they're going to hurt your health, right? If they're going to hurt your health if you don't have an infection, do you think they can contribute to immune system problems even when you do have an infection? It's kind of a trick question, but think about that. If you're taking antibiotics when you do not have an infection can hurt your health, do you think that taking antibiotics when you do have an infection can actually hurt your health? Do you think that? Now, is there a time for antibiotics? Absolutely, right? If it's a bacterial infection that's been going on for longer than 5 to 7 days, even longer, 10 days maybe, then yes, there's a time for antibiotics. There's a time for intensive IV antibiotics in the hospital. There is a time for that. But we're overusing antibiotics in our country right now. It's absolutely absurd. It's weakening our immune system. Why? Because it's killing all of our good gut bacteria. It's destroying our good gut bacteria. And so we know this. This is what we know. That if we limit the antibiotic dosage, especially within the first 5 to 6 years of life, which is unfortunately where a lot of kids get most of the antibiotics, a lot of people get most of their antibiotics when they're kids, then our gut is going to be healthier, that our immune system will be stronger because we fought off the infection without antibiotics, which your body, by the way, can do. It can do. And therefore, our health will not be affected negatively. Okay? So we got to start to think what we're doing with our antibiotics, what's happening. What's the overuse and overdosage that we're doing? It's just absurd, right? And so I just know that people are listening right now. I know people are struggling with certain health conditions. I know people are trying to figure out, where do I start? And I had a couple of people ask me to give a quick recap of the immune system workshop over the last week that we did. And there's a couple of things. One is you have to be getting your spine adjusted. You have to get your spine adjusted because it boosts your immune system up to 40 to 200%, depending on the person. 40 to 200%, your immune system is boosted after you get adjusted. That's research suggestion proves that, and it's not Dr. Nick research. I don't care if you believe in chiropractic or not. Guess what? When you get adjusted, when you get your spine adjusted, your immune system is strengthened. Whether you believe it or not, it's a fact. You have to check your pH with pH strips. pH strips tell you, are you alkaline? Are you acid? Are you neutral? We want to be a little bit more alkaline, right? You want to eliminate sugars to starve out cancer cells, to starve out infections. You have to eliminate sugars. We want to increase our healthy fats because our body's designed to burn fat for fuel. Okay, so we got to increase our healthy fats. We want to get about 75% of our diet in healthy fats. That's what we want. And also, we want to move our body. Why do we want to move your body? Not just so you sweat every day. That's a rule that I have. You have to sweat every day. You have to detox every day. You got to sweat every day, get your heart rate up. But what I love about exercise is it actually increases your internal body temperature. Therefore, you're actually creating a little mini fever to kill off any unknown viral infections you have, any unknown bacterial infections you have. You got to move your body. Also, I love exercise because when you exercise, you get your oxygen intake increased. Therefore, your body needs oxygen to function and heal. And so if you're pumping more oxygen into the system, then you're able to fight off any infections in a way better and more efficient fashion. And then we got to minimize our toxins by looking at our personal care products, looking at things that we're cleaning our body with, that we're cleaning our house with. We got to start to detox. We got to start to detox our system with a specific detox protocol that we use in our clinic. There is a supplement that we recommend, but I don't like to recommend the supplement until people have detoxed their lifestyle. If you don't detox your lifestyle, you're just detoxing to retox. Detox, retox, detox, retox, right? No GMOs, no genetically modified organisms, okay? GMOs are harder for your body to process, digest, absorb, assimilate, and use to benefit you, right? To benefit you. Hey, I also recommend not getting the flu shot. I know it's a controversial topic, but I'm going to tell you this, that, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you know, depending on the population, the flu shots weren't around. And guess what? We fought the flu naturally in flu shots. There's also chemicals in the flu shots that you got to be careful of. You just got to listen, at the end of the day, whether you get the flu shot or not, or any type of vaccine or injection or not, just make sure you're educated on it. Don't just do it because everyone else is. Don't do it because everyone else is. Be educated on that, right? Be educated on that. So there's a couple of things that we talked about the other night. Went into some deep, deep detail there just so you understand what the immune system does, how it functions, and how it heals. You know, I wanted to share another testimony about Bill. Bill was at this workshop, and he's been under care just for about a month. And Bill was like one of those skeptical guys that came into our clinic, like, what are you guys doing? Like, it's crazy here. It's loud. Everyone's high-fiving, loud music. People are doing rehab in the corner. There's kids everywhere. There's 90-year-olds walking around in here. Like, this is insane. Everyone's got a smile on their face. I wasn't expecting this. And Bill was referred in by his wife. And Bill came in because he was tired all the time. He had mid-back pain, and he had blood pressure and cholesterol issues. He came in, though, because he said, my posture is so bad. I can see it in pictures from the side. My posture is getting worse. My mid-back is hunched over and rounded. And he's been a lawyer for years, and so he sits at a desk a lot. He's busy a lot. He travels a lot. He's just a lot of stress in his body. And he finally came in. Bill came in. He's like, listen, my wife has been trying to get me here for years. Now I'm finally here because my posture is looking horrible. And by the way, he's in his early 50s. My posture is looking horrible. My mid-back pain is always there. And if you can help me with my energy levels, if you can help me with my blood pressure, my cholesterol, then let's do it, right? So when he first came in the office, we did a full exam of his spine. We did a full set of x-rays. Normally, that's thousands of dollars in a hospital. But we did to see that. We did that in our clinic to see what's causing his problems, to see if we can help him. Well, fast forward a month from now, we saw damage in his spine. We started to correct his spine with chiropractic adjustments and doing spinal rehab. Bill says, listen, I have so much energy. I'm annoying my wife now. My doctor took me off my blood pressure and my cholesterol medications. This is insane. And my mid-back pain that I had for years is completely gone. Oh, and by the way, look at this picture before I came in. Look at this picture of me now. After I started getting adjusted in your clinic, I have better posture now. I'm feeling better. I got my life back. And it all started with a new patient appointment in our clinic where we sat down with him, went over his health history, went over his health goals, did a new patient scan out of his nervous system, then a full set of x-rays. Normally, it's $140. We do it in our clinic for $40 for radio show listeners. So if you want to get a new patient appointment scheduled in our clinic, it's only $40. This is the catch. You must call now and schedule when you call, and then we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever, and it holds your appointment time. So the number to call is this, 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. Be fast, quick, call right now. I'll answer, we'll schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone, 314-323-7214. Have a blessed week, and tune in next time. It's a little